is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
Big congratulations to Lori from Claremont. She scored those poison tickets. We'll have another pair for you tomorrow at 6:30.
Mm. All right, here we go. So, 34-year-old, she's from Blaine. Where's Blaine?
It's in Minnesota.
Is it?
Near Coon Rapids, which is a real place, by the way.
Well, that explains the lakes.
Okay.
According to court documents, Catherine Marie Ludicky or Ludicky?
Let's call Ludicky. Ludicky. That's funner.
Ludicky, her breath tested at a 0.175, more than double the legal limit there in Minnesota, being 0.08.
Wow.
They were called to the lake because that's where she drove her car into.
Oh.
Police noted that she was wearing a T-shirt that read, "Alcohol you later."
No good.
Wasn't wearing shoes. She did this at 10 p.m. Oh, man.
It's great. Weird. When you look at her mugshot, like the perfect picture of like soused chick. Just,
yeah. Oh. Catherine has three previous DWI convictions, May 2010, June 2011, and July 2012.
Why is she
Who
not
keeps
in
giving
jail?
Her a license? Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
How do you get a DUI every year and then somebody keeps handing you a license?
And you're not in jail yet. Go to jail.
How many public figures do you know have like 10 DUIs here in Florida? You know what I mean?
There's some around here that got quite a few, yeah.
For the amount of money that they use on these don't drink and drive, don't smoke dope and drive campaigns, they continue to let the people keep going back out. Here you go. Maybe you'll learn this time. No.
A lot of people are trying to do things to improve their skin, especially if you have bad acne. This is one lady. I guess her name's Lynn Liu. She saw this during a Facebook post. She thought dog pee would be a good idea. According to the post, it has vitamin A and vitamin E, and it helps to get rid of acne. And she has a bad case of acne. I don't know if she was wearing the T-shirt, "Alcohol you later," but she went into a 7-Eleven, stuck her dog pee container in the microwave, and then threw it on the floor. I guess because somebody was up to what she was doing, they smelled the pee. Yeah. So,
can you imagine being drunk at the 7-Eleven? You're just trying to warm up your taquito and someone's in front of you in line warming up their pee.
Something smells like hot urine.
Their dog pee. It's like dog pee.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't know if the urine therapy is working or not, but it has been around for a long time, since the ancient Greek and Roman times.
They were drinking pee to clear their skin up.
Do you drink it or do you put it on your face?
Did you see the video?
No.
So,
dude, watch the video.
Why? She collects it. He pees, lifts his leg.
She's got her dog out there by this tree.
Like he's at the doctor
he's about
getting
to
a physical.
Pee. Yeah, she reaches underneath him with a cup, fills it, and then proceeds to drink the cup.
Was this leftover pee? Is that she had too much and she had to heat it up? Is it supposed to be at body temperature?
I was gagging watching the whole thing. And normally I got a pretty good stomach for that kind of stuff, but I just... Just pee everywhere.
What kind of toothpaste or mouthwash do you use after that?
Nothing strong enough. Just bleach, maybe? I don't know. Can you gargle that?
All right. Well, the old saying, it sounds too good to be true, is always applicable in cases like this. This Australian, Stephen Allen Carpenter, has been arrested in Thailand because he was selling sex cruises with quote-unquote drunk 19-year-olds.
What?
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Wait, it gets better. Drunk 19-year-olds that would take six guys on at once aboard the luxury private charter boats in Pattaya.
Ow. Seems like a lot of work.
People bought tickets.
Of course they did, because there's a lot of creeps out there.
The guy from the hedonism video, I'm sure he bought tickets.
He's crazy.
There's this one video, Hedonism 2, right?
Oh, that guy's terrible.
It's like a nudie camp, right? Where it's a nudie swinger camp where everybody just has
relations. That was a nudie cruise.
The drunken 19-year-old.
No. The one with the... Never
no,
mind.
I know, but this one is with drunken 19-year-olds. Which are you considered underage if you're under... Can you sell 19-year-olds?
Well,
sure the answer's no.
I don't know. Carpenter's been brought up on charges of mutual consent to satisfy the lust of others. I guess that's a law there.
Wow. Is that allowed to do that? Rick.
I guess not.
Sinners.
All right. Final story here. An Indian forest ranger that has vast experience at handling snakes almost killed himself or got killed by his actions. What he did, he had this huge, man, this thing. What would you say that thing was about?
35 feet.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. No, it's 35 feet.
And it weighs something in the neighborhood of like 600 pounds. It's enormous.
Stop.
Python. Now he's carrying it and he's doing what he always does. He shows everybody the python. Kids, you know, laugh and want to pet him and it's cute and everything. And then the python starts wrapping himself around the guy's neck quickly. I thought they moved slowly.
They don't send you a memo.
Takes 2 seconds, man. The python wrapped his body around this guy's neck and almost killed him. Listen, you know in the part in the audio where he's about to get dead.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah, he's got the squeeze put on him there.
I mean, 2 seconds, that python went around his neck. This thing is huge, and luckily there were some helpers there. And he didn't seem to be bothered by it very much.
I mean, his eyes get a little bit bigger.
And the choking and lack of oxygen. Oh.
Scary.
And then he keeps walking. Yeah, so, pythons, and that's fine.
How many times have you said to yourself, I really need to take a selfie with a python? Countless times. Well, now you can with the Python Selfie Kit. The Python Selfie Kit comes with everything you need to take a selfie with a python. It comes with a python, a smartphone, a group of people to gather around and watch you take the selfie with a python, a guy who yells out, you shouldn't take that selfie with that python, somebody to help pull the python off of you when it violently turns on you, somebody who also has a cell phone so they can call an ambulance, and enrollment in a quality health insurance plan that covers python selfie-related injuries. Everything you need is in the Python Selfie Kit. So next time you want to take a selfie with a python, be prepared with the Python Selfie Kit. In stores now.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.